Two-thirds of what Walmart sells, more than $200 billion a year in merchandise, is consumables, things we use up and then replace, like laundry detergent and paper towels and disposable diapers and groceries of all kinds. And the average price of an individual consumable item at Walmart is less than $3. And of course, Walmart sells that item for a few pennies less than everybody else, $2.97, $2.87. So all of Walmart's power in the economy has been created by our willingness to change our behavior to get the $3 item for $2.87. All of Walmart's power comes from that 13 cents. It comes from us buying the $2.87 item at Walmart. And that's what's really important, because we retain the power. If we don't like how Walmart, or any other company, in fact, except perhaps Halliburton, behaves, we can have a dramatic impact on that company by, first of all, changing our own shopping behavior, by saying, I don't like the consequences of the way you do business, I'm going to do business with somebody else.